Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And today our throwback year is 1987.
Correct so far.
Which is the year that The Princess Bride came out.
Oh.
Yes.
As you wish.
As you wish.
Sorry. As you wish.
Such a great movie. I love that movie. So The Princess Bride was directed and co-produced by Rob Reiner and stars Cary Elwes, Robin Wright, Mandy Patinkin, Andre the Giant, and Christopher Guest, adapted by William Goldman from his 1973 novel of the same name. It tells the story of a farmhand named Westley, accompanied by companions befriended along the way, who must rescue his true love, Princess Buttercup, from the odious Prince Humperdinck.
You're right. It's all coming back to me.
Rob Reiner, who had been enamored with Goldman's book ever since he was given it as a gift from his father, realized he wanted to make the film adaptation after successfully demonstrating his filmmaking skill with the release of This Is Spinal Tap in 1984.
Yeah.
So he said, I made Spinal Tap. I can make The Princess Bride.
I'd like a crack at that, please.
Yes. Yeah. So several studios had previously attempted to bring the book to the big screen without success. The movie only got made because Reiner had built up so much goodwill with his successful movies that the studio, 20th Century Fox, offered to make any project of his choice.
Wow. And this is what he picked.
Yeah. So Reiner had quickly decided on Cary Elwes for Westley. Robin Wright was cast late in the process, about a week before filming.
Oh.
Uma Thurman, Meg Ryan, Courtney Cox, and Whoopi Goldberg all auditioned for the role of Buttercup.
Is that
somehow
right?
I cannot see Whoopi Goldberg in that role.
I can't either. All I can think of is Sister
That's
Act.
A wild card.
Yeah, and
that's
also Uma Thurman, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Meg Ryan, I could.
I can see her.
And Courtney Cox, actually, yeah.
Both of them before plastic surgery, obviously.
Right, this was the 80s,
so it would have been
before they were, like, super famous.
Yeah, right.
So their first choice for Fezzik was Andre the Giant. However, his wrestling schedule left him unavailable for filming.
Yeah.
They auditioned other tall men, including Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Lou Ferrigno.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But these did not pan out. Liam Neeson also auditioned for the role.
Liam Neeson.
But he was turned down due to his height. Not really.
Tall enough?
Yeah.
He's tall. He's like 6'6", but he's no,
he's no Andre the Giant.
Tall. You're right.
Yeah. Or Lou Ferrigno.
Well, how tall is Lou Ferrigno? He was in here a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Luckily, near the end of casting, Andre's wrestling match was canceled, clearing him to play the role. For his part, Andre found his participation was a gratifying experience, considering that no one stared at him on set during production as a kind of freak, but instead simply treated him as a fellow member of the cast, which is very nice.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Not a great actor. I'm not one of the greats, I would say.
Right.
As far as the delivering of the lines, but perfect for the part.
Yeah, exactly. The film was shot in various locations in England and Ireland in late 1986. Reiner rented a house in England near these sites and frequently invited the cast over for meals and lighthearted get-togethers.
Oh.
Many cast members believe this helped to create a sense of family that helped improve their performances for the film.
Was anybody hand-feeding grapes, do you think, at those parties?
I don't know.
I bet they were. It's a Hollywood party.
It's possible,
It's a Hollywood party.
So Cary Elwes and Mandy Patinkin learned to fence both left and right-handed for the film and performed their sword-fighting scenes themselves.
Whoa.
They spent about 3 weeks prior to filming, learning to fence, and spent most of their off-camera free time practicing.
Yeah. Well, you have to practice.
So the film was first released in the U.S. on September 25th, 1987, and was well-received by critics at the time. It only had modest success at the box office at first, but has over time become a cult film and been considered as one of the best films of the 1980s and one of Reiner's best works.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And in 2020...
What happened?
A pop-up bar themed after the film, named As You Wish, opened in Chicago, and the menu featured 16 themed cocktails about the movie,
Can I ask you a stupid question? Probably something I should ask off the air. What's a pop-up bar? I see these things.
I think it's only around for like a short time.
But what, is it like in a building?
I think it was in another bar. Like it was
inside a bar?
Right.
Oh, okay.
But it was like,
Well, thank you for answering my stupid question.
But it probably wasn't around. I think it was like early. I think it was like February 2020 is what I saw when it opened.
That's
so
a bad time to open any
real
kind
bad
of bar.
Timing. Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with The Princess Bride, did you?
Yeah. So Mark Knopfler, who was in Dire Straits, He did the soundtrack
Really?
For the movie. And so I thought we'd play a Dire Straits song.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to play Walk of Life.
Walk of Life. You got it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, Dire Straits' Walk of Life. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because Mark Knopfler, who was in Dire Straits, did the soundtrack for The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
And that was our hit today because it's Throwback Thursday, and it came out in 1987.
One thing we learned during that that song is that you and the movie are real close in age.
We are.
It
was released 3 days before...
I was born. All right. Well, there you go. Both have aged fairly well. Let's see. Three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. Whoopi Goldberg auditioned for the role of Princess Buttercup.
Gosh. Carrie Elwes, Mandy Patinkin, both of them learned defense for the movie and did their own sword fighting.
And the movie was not a major box office success, but became a cult classic.
There you go. Yeah. And back in the day, you know, Sarah, you would have to go to the video store to rent that
off.
You
have to go to a Blockbuster.
VHS. It's a Blockbuster. Maybe a Family Video if there was one nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you'd see that. Where is it available now? Are we able to watch it anytime we wish?
I think it's on Disney Plus.
Okay. I don't have Disney Plus, so I will not be watching it.
I think it's on Disney Plus.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know. Folks want to learn more about The Princess Bride. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. It's all right there. Thank you very much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
It's a great week. Pumpkins, Mount Rushmore, Nobel Prizes, and The Princess Bride. Honest to goodness, every week I just wonder, how do we cover such a variety of topics? And I still don't know. So who knows what tomorrow will hold, but 410 we'll find out.
That's right.
All right. Traffic on the way, weather on the way, Night Ranger on the way, the Bee Gees as well on Legends 102.7.